Om Ajnana Dimadandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
Today is the Divine Appearance Day of Shri Gadadhar Pandit. Shri Shri Nitya Gaurasundar Ki Jai, Jai Jagannath Baladev Ji Ki Jai Jai, Shri Shri Radha Govinda Ji Ki Jai. Today is the appearance day of Shri Gadadhar Pandit. When the Lord appears in this world, He appears with all of His energies. What this really means practically is that there are many other personalities who come along with the Lord. Ultimately, there's only the Lord, but He expands Himself for His own pleasure. The Vedas say, Eko Bahu Shyam. There's the one becomes many for his own enjoyment. There's not a particular time at which the Lord becomes many because He's eternally expanding His parts and parcels and His various other energies. The Vishnu Purana says Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Shetar Gyakya Tatapara Avidya Karma Samyanya Tritiya Shaktir Ishate. Generally, there's three categories of energies that emanate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The internal energy, which includes all of the Lord's eternal personal associates. And the entire spiritual world. And then there's the external energy, which Krishna Himself describes as His separated energy. And then there are the living entities who are called tatastha. They're in between the internal energy and the external energy. Or they can be under the internal energy or the external energy. And when they're controlled by the external energy, it is known that they are in avidya, ignorance. Because they forget their eternal relationship with the Lord. So Krishna comes in many different avatars to this world in order to remind His eternal parts and parcels of their relationship with Him. And Queen Kunti says to Krishna, Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhava, that you come to also teach the process by which one can connect to you. And most recently, Krishna has appeared in the Kali Yuga, which is started 5,000 years ago. And only 500 years ago, He appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are four particular time periods. And each of them have their qualities. The present time period that we're in is called Kali Yuga. And in every time period, the Lord appears in a particular way to introduce the most practical way in which to reach Him. Normally in Kali Yuga, the Lord appears sometimes He comes as an empowered jiva. To teach the Yuga Dharma. But in the particular Kali Yuga we're in now, and just 500 years ago, the Shastra tells us that the Lord Himself, Krishna, appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To teach the Yuga Dharma, and also to experience the highest type of love for Krishna. Which is interesting because He's Krishna Himself. But in order to taste devotion to Himself, He appears as His own devotee. Krishna is known as the Supreme Enjoyer. But He notices that His devotees enjoy more than He does. Because He's the object of their enjoyment. So He comes to taste what His devotees are tasting. Especially His topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani. Because her name indicates that she's the best of all Krishna's devotees. So when Lord Chaitanya appears, He comes with His associates. They appear in different families all around Bengal and other parts of India. And the Lord's pastimes are like a drama that opens on a stage. And as we watch the drama, the other cast members come into the play. So, in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a description of all the cast members. There are unlimited devotees who come to assist the Lord in His pastime as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the primary members are mentioned in the mantra that we chant regularly here. When we say Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. This is called the Panchatattva Mantra. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Himself. And Lord Nityananda is Balaram, His first expansion. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu or Sadashiva. Gadadhar is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. And Srivas Pandit is the pure devotee. He's a jiva, but he's the pure devotee.
of the Lord.
And at the end we say Shivas Adi Gaur Bhaktivrinda, which means Adi means and etc. And Gaur Bhaktivrinda, all the other associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to Narottam Das Thakur, that includes all of you. Because you're fully engaged in spreading the Sankirtan movement. And because of that, you're also counted as the Lord's eternal associates. So, Sri Gadadhar Pandit was born in East Bengal. And from the very beginning of his life, he lived as a pure devotee. He joined Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. In his early pastimes, Gadadhar Pandit was recognized by Mother Sachi to be a great protector for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was a young man, Lord Chaitanya was a great scholar. But after he had gone to Gaya to offer the Shraddha ceremony for his father, he met his spiritual master, Srila Ishvarapuri. And after taking initiation from him, he came back to Navadvip. And all the devotees noticed a change in this Nimai Pandit. Previously, he had walked around town challenging everybody to debate. Everyone thought, he's such an intelligent and beautiful young man. If he ever became a devotee, then our Sankirtan party could really take off. So you can imagine how happy the devotees were when Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya and they heard that he's become like a pure devotee, a Vaishnava. No longer was he a puffed up scholar. Now he was very humbly serving all the Vaishnavas. And there was only one thing on his mind. He was, where's Krishna? Where's Krishna? So intense was his devotion that people thought he had gone mad. He was beginning to manifest the symptoms of intense separation from Krishna. And one day, in front of Mother Sachi's house, when Mahaprabhu was pining for Krishna and saying, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And Gadadhar Pandit said, there, he's there within your heart. And Mahaprabhu then began to tear open his own chest.
開いて。
Because he had so intensely wanted to find Krishna.
Krishna はもう本当にもう見つけたかったから。
But only Gadadhar Pandit then could calm him down.
Gadadhara Pandit だけがチェタニヤ・マハプブを慰めることができました。
And Mother Sachi saw this and said, "This I like this young devotee very much, Gadadhar Pandit."
お母さんのサチはね、私はこの若いディボーティー、ガダダラ・パンディットのことがもう大好きだ。
She blessed him and said, "You stay with my son always and protect him."
で、あなたはね、私の息子といつも一緒にいて、彼を守ってあげてください。
And you'll notice in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya that some devotees associate with Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa and some associate with him more in Jagannath Puri.
そのチャイタニア・マハプブは、ナヴァドゥイパで一緒にいろんな交際を持っているディボーティーもいるし、あるいはそのジャガナタプーリで持って交際をしているディボーティーもいる。
And some visit him from time to time from Navadvipa and they go to Puri to see Mahaprabhu once a year for Rath Yatra.
あるいは一年に一回ラスヤトラでそのナヴァドゥイパからジャガナタプーリにチェタニア・マハプブに会いに行く、そういうディボーティーもいる。
But we find that Gadadhar Pandit is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constantly in his Navadvipa Leela and also in Jagannath Puri.
しかし、Gadadhara Pandit はそのナヴァドゥイパ Leela にも、あるいはプーリの Leela にもずっと一緒にいたんですね。
Yeah, he has Gadadhara Pranadan. His life and soul is Gadadhar Pandit.
ですから、その彼のその本当に、その人生そのものがガダダラパンディット。
And vice versa.
で、そのガダダラパンディットにとってもチャイタニア・マハプブーが彼の人生そのものだった。
Gadadhar is known as a very simple pure devotee.
で、彼は非常にね、その、あの、シンプルな純粋な権威者でした。
And after Mahaprabhu had gone to Jagannath Puri,
Mahaprabhu がジャガナタプーリに行ったときに、
he began speaking about a great devotee who was going to come.
その偉大なディボーティがここにやってくるという話をしたんですね。
Pundarik Vidyanini.
Pundarik Vidyanini
という人。And one day, Mukunda, one of Lord Chaitanya's associates,
ある日、チェイタニア・マハプブーの側近の一人のムクンダが、
came up to Gadadhar Pandit and said, "Would you like to meet the most pure of all devotees?"
で、ガダダラパンディットのところに来て、あなたはその本当に一番ね最高のその純粋な権威者に会いたいですかと聞いたわけです。
Gadadhar Pandit said, "Of course, I want to meet him right away."
Yes, もちろんそうです。私すぐにでも会いたいです。
So Mukunda, who had a previous knowledge of an association with Pundarik Vidyanini,
で、そのムクンダさんという人は、プンダリカ・ヴィディヤニニという人と前にその人のことを前に知ってた人なんですね。
And who knew where he lived,
どこに彼が住んでたかも知ってた。
Took Gadadhar Pandit to the house of Pundarik Vidyanini.
Gadadhara Pandit をプンダリカ・ヴィディヤニニの家に連れて行きました。
It was a beautiful house.
非常に美しい家だ。
And inside was the best of furniture.
で、そのお家の中にある家具もね、素晴らしい家具が揃ってた。
And extraordinary artwork on the walls.
で、壁にはそのもう本当に素晴らしい絵がかかってた。
Beautiful vases.
で、非常に美しいその壺。
And when they went into the room of Pundarik Vidyanidhi,
そしてプンダリック・ヴィディヤニニのその部屋の中に入っていきました。
He was reclining on a very beautiful bedstead. He had beautiful hair that had nice scented oil in it. And very fancy silk clothes. With jewel buttons. And there were servants around him, fanning him, bringing him nice drinks. And they entered the room, and Gadadhar Pandit thought, "This is a pure devotee." And Mukunda could understand his mind. So at that moment, Mukunda spoke a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a very famous verse. It is spoken by Sri Uddhava. And in it he says that who would take shelter of anyone else but Krishna? Because the demoness Putana came to kill Krishna as a baby, when he was a baby. She was a baby killer. Yakuza. But her main job was to kill babies. And she put deadly poison on her breasts. And we all know what happened to her. Krishna killed her. But he forgot about the part that she was trying to kill him. She disguised herself as a mother. So he only took that part. He said, oh, so she tried to be my mother. And he elevated her to the spiritual world and gave her position as his, as mother. So Uddhava says, aho bakiyam stanaka lakutam jighamsaya payat apyasadvi. This beautiful verse that was also spoken to by the representatives of Srila Vyasadeva. When Shukadeva Goswami was born, he ran away from home. He didn't wait around to talk to his parents about anything. They wanted to sign him up for different things. Srila Vyasadeva, at least take the Brahminical thread. Shukadeva didn't even look at him. He just turned around and ran off. Because even within the womb, he was unattached from the material world completely. And he went to the forest. But his father, Srila Vyasadeva, sent out some of his disciples and the woodcutter to read verses out loud from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And one of the verses that they repeated, aho bakiyam stanakalu kutam. Baki means she's the sister of Bakasura. Baki.
Baka.
Yeah. And so when Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this very special verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, he went into a state of ecstasy. He began rolling on the bed and tearing off all the sheets from the bed. His arms and legs were flying in every direction. All the beautiful expensive vases were smashed in the room. His beautiful clothes were torn from his body. All his servants couldn't hold him down. They tried to hold him, they couldn't. And he was saying, "Why, oh my Lord, why did you make me, my heart hard like a stone? I have no love for you."
我が主よ、なんであなたは私の心を、ね、石のようにしてしまったのか。私はあなたにその対する愛も、ね、感じることができない。
And finally, with his hair gone haywire in every direction and everything in the room broken, he fell to the ground in a trance and couldn't be awakened for many hours.
そして彼の髪の毛ももう逆立ってもうめちゃめちゃになってしまって、もうそこの部屋中の素晴らしいものが全て壊れてしまった。そして彼自身は気を失って床に倒れてしまいました。
As we've been discussing in the Srimad Bhagavatam class over the last week, these are some of the symptoms of extreme love for Krishna within the heart of the devotee.
ここ2-3週間、1-2週間、Srimad Bhagavatam のクラスの中でも勉強してますけれども、こういうものがそのエクスタシーの兆候である、クリシュナに対する愛のエクスタシーの兆候です。
When Gadadhar Pandit saw this, he thought, I've made a big offense. He thought, in my mind, I considered this great exalted devotee to be a materialistic person. And all the way back to Navadvipa, he was lamenting how he had made this offense. He told Mukunda that now my determination, I will take initiation from Pundarika Vidyanidhi. He said, I need the help of an greatly advanced devotee. And I also want to clear my offense. So Mukunda and Gadadhar Pandit went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him the scenario. And he said, yes, you do it immediately. So Gadadhar Pandit became the disciple of Srila Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And if you all come on the yatra that we have every year in February, in Jagannath Puri, you're all invited. Well, we'll all go together to the Tota Gopinath temple. And these are the deities that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally assigned Gadadhar Pandit to worship. In fact, Gadadhar Pandit had taken a vow called Kshetra Sannyas. Of course, later Gadadhar Pandit became a Tridandi Sannyasi. And he also took disciples and expanded the disciplic succession. Most particularly, we know that the line of Balabhacharya came through Gadadhar Pandit. But Kshetra Sannyas is a special kind of vow. It means that you vow to stay with the deities in a particular place. And never leave. You stay within the orbit of the temple and you just worship the deities, and that's for your whole life and your whole absorption. So he had taken this vow. Meanwhile, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India. By himself or with one associate, he went here, there, and everywhere in South India. Then he came back to Jagannath Puri. And then he had a plan to go to Vrindavan. But he couldn't go to Vrindavan. Because Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya kept playing tricks on the Lord. They were afraid to be separated from him. So they kept making excuses why he couldn't go to Vrindavan. If you look at the Vaishnava calendar, there are so many different events that can be used as excuses.
Vaishnava calendar の中には、そのいろいろなイベントがあって、それを理由に、あ、今は行っちゃいけない時だとかね、それを理由にして行かせませんでした。
So for 2 years, they kept telling Mahaprabhu, you can't go because of this, you can't go because of that.
で、その2年間もね、チェタニア・マハプラブーにそういう理由をつけて、彼をベンダーヴィンに行かせることをこう止めていました。
And finally, Mahaprabhu said, enough tricks, I'm going to Vrindavan.
でもついにね、
And then they felt very bad. And they told Mahaprabhu, okay, after the rainy season, then you go. So the day after the rainy season ended, Mahaprabhu started from Vrindavan. And all the devotees from Orissa wanted to go with him. Just like when Lord Ramachandra left Ayodhya, everyone followed him. He had to trick them to make them stay back. But finally, Mahaprabhu made it all the way to Katak. And there he saw that Gadadhar Pandit had left his vow in Jagannath Puri and followed him. And this is a very important pastime in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because it shows the dynamic that takes place between Mahaprabhu and his devotees. There are many rules and regulations to follow in devotional service. Different vows. And we'll find again and again in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the devotees break these different vows to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like when Ramananda Roy came to Jagannath Puri, he went first to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before seeing Lord Jagannath. And when Mahaprabhu found out, he said, "What did you do, Ramananda Roy?" And Ramananda said, "This body is a chariot, and the heart is the driver." My heart brought me here. Even though the etiquette would be first go see Lord Jagannath. So in a similar way, Gadadhar Pandit had broken his vow to travel with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told him, if you break your vow like this, it'll look bad for me. And Gadadhar Pandit said, I'm not going with you, I'm going by myself. It's not your fault, it's completely mine. And he said, besides, just seeing your lotus feet is the same as having darshan of Lord Jagannath and Gopinath.
ですね、あなたのその蓮華の御足を見るということは、ジャガナタにそのダルシャンをしているのと同じことだ、同じことだ。
He said, to hell with my Kshetra Sannyas.
Kshetra Sannyas なんかもうどうでもいいと。
And Mahaprabhu, he said, now you've finished your vow, you've come this far.
であなたはね、その誓いを破ってここまで来てしまった。
If you say anything more about this, it will simply disturb my mind.
それ以上何か言ったらね、もう私の頭をね、こう動揺させるだけだ。
You please go back.
お願いだから帰ってください。
And he had ordered Gadadhar to go back. And Mahaprabhu turned around, got in a boat, and went away. And Gadadhar Pandit fainted in separation. But Mahaprabhu asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to stay back and tend to him.
Mahaprabhu
with sweet words, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya appeased the heart of Gadadhar Pandit. And both of them, in great sadness, turned around and went back to Jagannath Puri. So, we find in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. This most intimate of loving pastimes. And it is said that by our acharyas that those who are followers in the line of Gadadhar Pandit are generally in the Madhurya Lila.
でガダダラパンディットのその指定継承にあるアチャリアたちは、大体一般的には彼らはそのマディアリラの中にいるという。
And those that are in the group of Lord Nityananda are generally in the Lila of friendship with the Lord.
で、ニチャナンダ神の指定継承の中にいるディボーティーというのは普通、大体はその友達関係、クリシナと友達関係にあるそういうリラの中にいると。
So on this day of the appearance of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, we pray that he may inspire us
to become
fully attached to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu's lotus feet are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham tirtasparam shiva varinchi nutam sharanyam prityarti ham pranatapala pababdipotam vande maha prushite charanaravindam. This verse by Karabhajana Muni describes the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That if one, that they're fit to be meditated upon. So everyone's looking for a place to meditate, so he says, meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, if you do that, you'll become free from all the embarrassments of material life. Your heart's desire will be fulfilled. He says that the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the sum total of all the tirthas. He says that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma worship the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, why wouldn't you? Brityarti ham parantata pala babab dipotam. He said, and these lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are a boat that can take you across the ocean of material existence. So we ask for two benedictions today, humbly from Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Well, at least two. One is that we may have a drop of the same kind of attachment that he has for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that we can be empowered to help spread the Sankirtan movement. And anyone who agrees with this, please say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sri Gadadhar Pandit ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Gaura Bhaktivrinda ki jai. Gaura Premanande. And now let's see if there's, well, no. We'll stop there because it's late and everyone just got home from various places all over Tokyo, if I'm not incorrect. And we'll go take rest and dream about Gadadhar Pandit. Go Premanande, Nittai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo. Nittai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo. Panchakopadurvasya kripasindaveva cha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Or Panchakopadurvasya Kripa sindobhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.
Nachari armarman, nachari armarman, nachari armarman, nachari armarman. Hey, nachari armarman, nachari armarman. Not to the Armarman, not to the Armarman.